Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are the next big projects for the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics? Let's go in depth with Katrina Nelson and Steve Mott with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation. Katrina, what does the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation do?
The main purpose of the Hospital Foundation is to raise money to support the services and the purchase of equipment for the hospital.
Okay, and I presume the hospital board and the doctors, administrators, everybody sits down together and you sort of knock out what's needed in the future, and then you plan for raising funds for that.
Absolutely, and that's exactly how it works. The administrative team of the hospital kind of sits down and prioritizes what pieces of equipment they need to have purchased. And then they come to the foundation board, and the foundation board reviews that list, and they said, okay, this sounds like something, whether that be a piece of equipment, a service line, that sounds like something that we can get our arms around. And that's the project that we want to take on to raise funds to give back to you, the hospital.
Okay, so you're monitoring, you know, what's happening in terms of technology, medical research advances, community needs, some of the things that the providers want to do, see a need for, and then you figure it all out.
Exactly. That's exactly what is done. You know, in the past 13 years, the foundation has given over $530,000 back to the hospital, whether that be through equipment for, like, say, the surgery department, the lab department, hospital beds. The most recent purchase that the foundation did was we purchased the coffee bar for the lobby out front, you know. So it's a wide variety of events that, or a wide variety of things that touch the lives of our patients and our community members, and that's what we really get passionate about.
And I presume that the people that donate to the foundation are people in the community, people that have their lives have been made better by the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Yes, our donors come from all over, really. You know, we have individuals that come from the metro, the Des Moines metro. We have individuals of donors where their family members were in the hospital and they received such passionate care from the doctors and nurses, and so they want to give back to the foundation. So we have a wide variety of donors, but yes, majority of that comes from our community.
And you have to keep moving. You have to keep thinking about the future and moving and helping make the hospital even better.
You do. We're constantly thinking about that. And, you know, it's really important to continuously get the message about the foundation out in the community. You know, we do that in a variety of different ways. We do that through events. You know, we just wrapped up our golf event in July, where we raised just under $7,000 for that. And we have our annual gala coming up November 4th, you know, so where you get out there and you tell the story of the foundation, why people should become involved in it, why they should become passionate about that, and then hopefully they give a donation back to the foundation to help our mission.
Well, it's sort of like, you know, not all of us can be healthcare providers or staff or people that work actively at a hospital, but we don't have to be. We can help through donations.
Right, exactly. Because you know how important local healthcare is. You know the importance of having a hospital in the community for when you get sick and you need somewhere to come, you know, to take care of your healthcare needs. That's the purpose of having a community hospital locally.
Well, yeah, if we don't have one locally, it's like a community that doesn't. I mean, they're at risk of, you know, I don't know, not surviving.
Right, yeah. And that's why it's important for people to know that importance. You know, just think about if you get sick in the middle of the night, you know, and how important or how you take it for granted that you have a hospital, you know, close to you to treat your needs, you know, without having to drive to Des Moines or elsewhere to receive that emergency care.
More in depth after this.
A I continued my conversation with Katrina Nelson and Steve Mott with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation. Steve, you're on the hospital board, past president. Why do you serve?
I've been asked that question several times, and I've been in this community since 1977. And Knoxville Hospital and Clinics has been my primary care provider ever since I've been in town. And so you figure out soon that it's time for you to give back a little bit too. And for me, it was just being a part of the foundation out here and helping that foundation be successful. And you're always in a fundraising mode, no matter what project is on the board. But for me, the hospital is important. You folks just touched on that a little bit, but Knoxville Hospital and Clinics employs about 250 people. That's a $17 million economic impact on Knoxville, generated with those $13 million in salaries that those 250 people generate. So you also have like $4 million in retail sales from those numbers, another quarter of a million in state sales tax. So you can see with all those numbers how important the hospital is to the community.
Well, what's on the horizon? What are you seeking to raise money for? Can you give me, you know, two or three big projects? Or
sure,
if there are?
Sure. You know, we always have a laundry list of things we want to accomplish, just like we all do in our businesses or at home. But three things that have kind of risen to the top of the barrel here has been emergency room and surgery department. The ER right now and the ambulance bay really are top priority issues for us, because when this hospital was first built, ambulance bays weren't as big as they are now. And the reason they're bigger now is because ambulances are bigger. So we have trouble fitting ambulances inside the ambulance bay. And with 7,000 emergency visits, 800 of those loading and unloading patients outside, that becomes a problem. So our helipad is also it's too steep of an angle. Things change from the time they were built to some of the requisites that are in vogue now. So relocating the helipad and increasing the size of the emergency garage is of utmost importance for us at this point.
Well, now the hospital just underwent an expansion. It sounds like this is maybe the next stage or a new stage that you're moving into?
Yeah, we're calling this the Vision for Excellence. And this is the second stage, and it's to kind of piggyback on top of the stage that we just completed in April of 2016. So that's where we are now. We're still campaigning and we're still fundraising. But like I said, you're always in that mode of trying to raise funds for the facility.
Okay, so a new ambulance bay or an expansion of it, make it larger, move the helicopter landing pad, and change the angle. So this is all in response to changes in the technologies that the infrastructure, the building has to respond to.
Yeah, and I think also we're responding to the need of mental health needs as is very out in the public at this point now. People realize that that's a real deficient area. And so we're trying to address that a little bit, and the fact that we would like to have a multi-use facility that would house areas for mental health needs, maybe sexual assault needs, and then hazmat needs when there's a hazardous problem with people that need decontamination. So those would be three areas that would be in a multi-purpose room that would be somewhat connected to the emergency area and the ambulance bay.
Okay, so some more structural changes or expansion or remodeling of a different part?
I think it would be both. Certainly those things are not set in stone yet as far as the architectural drawings, but it would certainly be an expansion or renovation of the garage or a new garage, and then certainly physically moving the helipad to a different area.
Okay, so these all three things that you mentioned, they all relate together in some way?
Yes, yes. They're all part of the overall project as far as not only external needs, but internal changes to the physical building itself.
And so with the people that are facing mental challenges, as that increases, you need to, I don't know, there needs to be some special care and accommodation for them so they're just not hanging out in the waiting room?
And that's exactly been some of the problems in the fact that we've had to maybe house mental patients that need to be seen at other facilities. And as we know, those facilities are either full or lacking in number. So we house those patients maybe in emergency rooms over 24 hours, which is not an ideal setting. The emergency rooms were not designed for that type of setting, and so we have to have one-on-one nurse or healthcare provider watching those people in those kinds of instances, so it's not an ideal situation at all.
Well, there might be a big car wreck or something in the emergency rooms would be needed for that.
Yeah, and so there needs to be a delegated area for individuals in that area, and there also needs to be a delegated area for those patients that might be suffering from sexual assault as far as security, privacy, and protection.
Another need that we have out here is to expand our OR space to accommodate the larger equipment that we have right now for our partial knee and our total knee replacements, surgeries that we do with Dr. Peterson and Dr. Fish from Capital Orthopedics in Des Moines. That's one thing, you know, that kind of has sprung up on us, you know, in the wintertime that we started doing our partial knee, and they've just kind of taken off. You know, we have patients coming from not only the Knoxville area, but we have patients coming from Madrid and Sheraton to have their partial knee done. So that's another area that we want to improve upon is increasing the space for those surgeons. Another area that we want to enhance is our 3D mammography. 12% of U.S. women will develop invasive breast cancer over their lifetime. So 3D mammography is just a new screening tool to help improve that early detection of breast cancer for women. So those are two additional areas that we want to be able to raise money for.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Katrina Nelson and Steve Mott with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation. So how much money are we talking about?
The ambulance bay and the helipad is around $650,000. If we go ahead and include in the multi-purpose facility with those three areas that we talked about, hazmat, mental health, and sexual assault, then we probably get into the $2.5 million area.
And so you're reaching out to the public because there's no other local funding for this, is that correct?
No. Without any tax money, this falls on the burden of either the hospital or the local public. And it would be our hope that for a $15 million investment that the hospital originally had in 2014, that we could add $3 to $5 million and have a $15 million investment with $18 million in revenue at the end.
Well, and people, and correct me if I'm wrong, but people should remember that you didn't do a capital campaign and reach out into the community for donations with that $15 million expansion. You didn't do that, right?
No.
So now is the time for people to give?
That's correct. We didn't do that. And the reason that we stopped at $15 million is that we believed, and the Hospital Board of Trustees believed, along with the administration, that $15 million that was borrowed for that part of the project, that was what we felt like would be fiscally responsible number, and so that's why we stopped at that point.
So now it's time for the community to help out.
Now it's time, and it's always time. Like we say, we're always fundraising, but with these special projects and needs in mind, it becomes a little more critical that the dollars can be raised to accomplish some of these needs.
Is there an opportunity for naming rights at any scale, or, you know, say a larger corporation or somebody?
Yeah, we do have naming rights, and those start at 5,000 and above, and we have a whole list of possible naming opportunities here at the hospital. We also have an opportunity to pledge amounts over a five-year period if that would better fit your financial position. So with those both things in mind, we're trying to make it as flexible as possible for donors or investors to fit their needs.
And I presume that there's probably people out there that haven't seen the interior, haven't seen your needs, haven't seen the growth in some of the programs, and there's an opportunity for them to come out and look.
I'm sure there are people. You know, Steve and I have given a number of tours, but if there's individuals that, you know, that haven't been out here to the hospital, and you drive by this beautiful brick building and you often think, I wonder what the new construction looks like inside. You know, Steve and I are always giving tours. You know, if anybody is interested in receiving a tour and hearing a little bit more about what our future needs might be, we encourage you to call the foundation office and get a hold of Steve, and we'd be more than willing to set up a tour for you.
Well, like we said earlier, this is an opportunity. Not all of us can be healthcare providers. All of us, we all can't work at a hospital, make people better. But in one sense, we can all come together and through our economic contributions, help.
Yeah. You know, Knoxville has always been a community that rises to the occasion. I've been a part of that in a number of instances here. The Coaches Versus Cancer Fund would be a great example of that. And so we feel good about the community members accepting the challenge of providing some economic support to the hospital out here.
Thanks to Katrina Nelson and Steve Mott for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.